This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A nonprofit organization in East Austin that runs a local charter school and various community programs also now houses more migrant children than any other organization in the nation. Southwest Key has the capacity to house up to 5,000 children in 24 shelters. And while it's officially a charitable organization, its 71-year-old founder Juan Sanchez was paid $1.5 million last year, more than twice the salary of the president and CEO of the much larger American Red Cross. And now the New York Times reports Southwest Key has been stockpiling taxpayer dollars and possibly engaging in self-dealing with top executives. Rebecca Ruiz is a reporter for the New York Times. Thanks for talking to KUT, Rebecca.
Glad to be with you.
So you and your colleagues have conducted an extensive investigation and found that while Southwest Key operates as a nonprofit, it buys services from a network of for-profit companies that funnel money back to the charity. How does this all work?
It is complicated, but it is rooted in an organization founded with a very simple mission in 1987 by Juan Sanchez, as you say. Mm-hmm. Though it was founded elsewhere in Texas, Dr. Sanchez, who went on to get his PhD from Harvard, he got a doctorate in education, he moved his organization to Austin and has been expanding steadily over the years, moving from juvenile justice into sheltering immigrant children, opening up shelters for migrant children, and charter schools. So it's been steady growth over the years that has really been explosive in recent years with the boom in immigration to this country. What you've outlined relating to the structure of this organization is fascinating. Under the umbrella of the nonprofit organization Southwest Key Programs, Inc., you have Southwest Key Enterprises. You've had some efforts to create for-profit businesses, maintenance, janitorial services, food services, even a florist for a time, that have provided services back to Southwest Key with contracts awarded to the nonprofit parent.
Are Southwest Key leaders benefiting from these deals?
They absolutely have been benefiting from these deals. And that's something that the organization, when presented with our findings, said, yes, we acknowledge that. Could we have done things better? Yes. Should we have done things better? Yes. But we didn't have the intent to game the system. How they're benefiting beyond these high salaries that are unusual for a charity, beyond, for instance, the $1.5 million that Dr. Sanchez made last year, he pocketed money in rent from a shelter that had its rent paid by the federal government. It's a federal shelter operated by Southwest Key. Dr. Sanchez was the private owner. He was a silent partner in a real estate venture partnering with a friend and the organization's chief financial officer. The three of them went in on a deal, have gone in on multiple deals together. And in this particular case, they have collected rent on this property that operates as a shelter. So he's a landlord in addition to presiding over the charity.
What do government regulations say about the leadership of charities pursuing their own private financial gain?
The government says that you are required, you as a charity are required to prevent personal gain by charity leaders or even the appearance of it. It is important to avoid even the appearance of impropriety. And certainly in this case where you have the chief executive and president, that's Dr. Sanchez, and his chief financial officer pocketing money personally in addition to the sizable amounts that they're collecting in compensation annually, and not disclosing that. We did not see disclosures of their personal ownership on their federal tax forms. It was not anything that had been publicly reported or known before we seized on it and went to the organization. In the wake of those conversations, the organization said, we're going to seek to sell. The charity leaders will seek to sell their interests in this property. You know, it's a tacit recognition that there was something wrong there.
When you spoke to experts on tax-exempt organizations, what was their reaction when you showed them the way that Southwest Key works?
Experts have said a lot of this is highly unusual. If you study the tax filings to the IRS, by this organization. It is not only that they show the $1.5 million paid to Dr. Juan Sanchez with an additional $500,000 to his wife, Jennifer Sanchez, who is also a top executive at the charity, but it's that there are these unusual dealings. There are for-profit businesses. There are high management fees charged by the charity, where the charity has the practice of loaning out its personnel to consult with these for-profit businesses and then charge those for-profit businesses for their services, for their time and consulting. And so you've got this fascinating flow of money whereby you have a charity saying, yeah, let's look to ourselves for instance, food services to provide the lunches at our charter school in Austin. And then we'll take in that money to the for-profit. And then that money from the for-profit business will be routed right back to the charity because some of the charity's employees have been providing some consultation to those for-profit businesses. It's a complicated web for sure, but the big picture is that these are sophisticated ways of moving money around a nonprofit, and most of this money, the vast majority, is government money. We're talking about an organization, Southwest Key, that has collected more than $1.7 billion over the last 11 or so years. So we're talking $1.7 billion over the last decade, and much of that within the last year alone. Last year, we're talking more than $600 million in federal grant money relating to providing shelter services.
But yet, Southwest Key CEO Juan Sanchez says, you know, we're trying to move quickly to take care of children. And with the example of renting shelters instead of buying them, he said he doesn't want to be stuck with empty shelters if the children stopped coming.
Well, what you've just outlined is a really important piece of it, because a lot has been in the news about Southwest Key, about the fact that it is the largest shelter provider in the United States. It houses more children than any other single organization. And one element that was particularly perplexing, intriguing, and important, we believe, was what you've just outlined, was the fact that this organization, which has stockpiled cash in a relatively short period of time, within just the last few years, it is now sitting on $61 million in excess cash. And it has taken that money and chosen to initiate loans, rather curiously. Experts take a look at this and say, you have the money to buy these buildings outright. They would be assets. And you would then not be paying rent, which can tend to be exorbitant. You look at the former Walmart in Brownsville, and there's $5 million in annual rent on that facility, which ironically was purchased, developed, turned into a shelter with Southwest Key money, but by local developers from South Texas who stood to profit immensely from the way that deal has been structured.
Rebecca, big picture here. There's obviously a booming industry in this country for sheltering migrant children, with the customer being the United States government. And there's so much money flowing to pay for it, but there does not seem to be a commensurate amount of scrutiny over how that money is being spent.
That's exactly right. This is very much a huge national story. We're talking about billions of dollars that have flowed to Southwest Key in federal money that potentially should be scrutinized to find out exactly how it was spent. And in addition to Southwest Key, there is another shelter provider, one of this charity's former competitors in this space, called International Educational Services, also headquartered in Texas, also an operator formerly of Shelters for Migrant Children. And that organization is under a live FBI investigation focused on potential financial malfeasance and the misappropriation of federal money.
Rebecca Ruiz is a reporter for the New York Times. You can read her story about Southwest Key at nytimes.com. Thank you so much for your time, Rebecca.
Thank you.